With that said, I want to welcome everyone listening on the Truth and Art Radio Network. I want to welcome the D-Life crowd that is watching live and recorded versions. I want to welcome everyone on the Foxhole, right, /pill.net, watching live or the recorded version. I want to welcome all the Patriots watching on Rumble. They are ready to rumble. All right. And, you know, I want to welcome everyone. A lot of people like to watch this on the recorded version on BitChute with the million views. And then there's Gab TV, wherever it may be. All right. So God bless you all. How we doing? We had a big night, right, last night with John and Amy from the Double Down event coming up in Las Vegas, explaining why they do what they do and why they decided to do this, to bring Patriots together and double down on this intent to uphold, just to remind the enemy and to remind us that we are the majority. This is our country. That's really what these events are all about. And to motivate people and educate people and to put things back in perspective and so that you don't lose your mind. And then, of course, we had Ron Watkins dropping in like a nuclear bomb. Boom! Code Monkey Z joining us last night. And just so everyone knows, okay, I admit, I knew that he was going to come on. I was not allowed to tell you guys. But there it is, people. Ron Watkins, the Code Monkey. You know, we know that he's done a lot, so check out yesterday's show. Hope you enjoy it. And it's all right, the last hour. I didn't know they were going to take that long, but it's all right, right? It's all worth it. All right. Today, on the other hand, you know, we had to cut some things short yesterday because, you know, of the interviews, right, with these Patriots. But today we can take our time. Janet O says, we're great, Bernie, how are you? I'm doing okay, I'm doing great, I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. Seven Quinn says, I always hang on a coon. How's it going, Ladybug? She says, that was a fun interview last night. DP Patriot says, Ron looked pretty good. Nolan 4495 says, Bernie, you sneak. Hey, don't ever think that I won't sneak a fastball past you guys. You know, sometimes, you know, it's plausible deniability. And it's not my idea. Somebody said, Bernie, you can't tell your audience about Code Monkey. You know, I can't say anything. All right. Somebody says, nice. All right. And let's make sure that we have Patriots connected with us on Rumble, okay. So I see some of the Patriots are here. God bless you, wherever you may be. All right, Judson says, God bless. Hi there, everyone from Maine. Magic Comet, Magic Moments 52 is saying on Rumble. And then we, of course, have the Foxhole crowd with G Fuentes 411 and BJ Branson. And, you know, we have these regulars that come on the Foxhole. God bless you, folks. Here we go. We're doing it again. Right, tonight, last night, we started talking about this obvious, folks. Somebody remind me to take it easy with my voice. I have to. Yesterday, we talked about this laughable, obvious psyop that the enemy, I guess they realize that it's all over. They're going to be dead or buried. They're either going to be dead or in jail for the rest of their life soon. A lot of these people are going to go to jail. Well, so many of them will never see freedom again. They know that. All right. All right. Somebody said, Bernie, don't worry about missing some member channel posts. We need you to stay healthy, and we know you take on too much. Thank you. Airway Cherry. We'll come out with a member. I have another surprise on the member side coming up this week. Shh. Nothing is happening. All right. Be on the lookout on the members channel. All right, folks. So, we have this obvious psyop that they have released. I guess they realize they're going to be in jail or they're going to be taken out. This is a war, people. Look it up. In wars, people die. So, as you guys know, I try to put things in the right context. Otherwise, you already know about this story. So, let's take a look, people. This is... let's take a closer look. Look at this demon. I mean, she even looks like a deep state operative. Come on, folks. Let's laugh out loud. This demon is coming out. She's doubling down to... first of all right. This is supposed to be a whistleblower that the fake news media is worshiping. What should that remind you of? Whistleblower worshipped by the fake news media and Hollywood, you know, those guys. Who does this remind you of? Come on, before we start, come on. Maybe I'll come up with a prize for tonight. You could get, I don't know, I'll come up with a prize. Some sort of, there it is. Let's give a standing ovation to Nolan4495 on DLive. Thank you, Nolan. The crowd is cheering. Thank you, Nolan. Logical thinking. We are watching the actual template. Hey, Hussein. Hey, Soros. Hillary. All you guys. We see the template. Anyone that comes to Truth on RTV, you're no way that you're not going to see the template. It's exactly the same template. Exactly. We are the fake news. My name is Mika Brzezinski and CNN and NBC. We have this whistleblower. Oh, wow. I wonder what she is going to... What information do you have for us today, whistleblower? Because we know that real whistleblowers get destroyed and they die. And they get tortured in jail. All right, folks. Far left Facebook whistleblower. People like me should regulate big tech. All right, I'm going to save my voice. And I'm just going to have my laughing track do the laughing. Thank you, crowd. Let me. Right there, me. I'll take care. My name is Francis Hogan. I've been censoring everyone, and it's a... We're going to see people. This is straight, I guarantee. She's probably like buddies. She's probably on the phone with Snowden every day. Same thing, people. Like I said yesterday, Facebook equals LifeLog, which means they are the arch enemies of the Patriots. This is CIA's deal. I mean, this is LifeLog all the way, CIA. Right? So she's coming out, well, I've been censoring Patriots for so many years. You know what? Can I get... Basically, she is doing this so that she's asking us, the government, she is asking the temporary regime to promote... She's basically interviewing for a promotion. She wants to be able to do what she's been doing all these years at a global, at a bigger level. And she's coming out that saying the government should set up a new regulatory agency to protect against the harms of big tech. We're doing that, stupid. What do you think the Trump lawsuit is for? We are in the process of doing that, stupid. And now you're going to be included in the lawsuit. Of course, we know that to her, the harm is Patriots calling for their, for them, for accountability, which they call hate speech, which is why people that don't like me, I notice that when somebody attacks me on one of these video sites or Gab or whatever, when you could see that they are on Satan's side, the first thing they say is they go along with Media Matters' false accusation, saying that I'm calling for violence. So that's when I know right away that somebody is full of Satan. Calling for justice is not calling for violence. Unless you are the PSYOP. But anyway, people, we guys already know that. Folks, don't take it from me. Listen in. This demon.
But I'm here today because I believe Facebook's products harm children, stoke division, and weaken our democracy. The company's leadership knows how to make Facebook and Instagram safer, but won't make the necessary changes because they have put their astronomical profits before people. Congressional action is needed. They won't solve this crisis without your help.
Folks, but I'm here this is probably a kid that was raised from the beginning. MK Ultra, you know, probably a victim of sexual assault from like the age of 5, 6, 7. She's been groomed. She can't be that brainwashed. But she's playing her role. I mean, this is like no different than that MK Ultra patient that was accusing Justice Kavanaugh, remember? Back in 2018? Whatever her name was. Same thing. Same type of person. They groom these people. She cannot possibly believe anything that's coming out of her own mouth. Talking about Facebook weaken our democracy. But again, not to dwell on this person, be aware, people, that this person, this fake whistleblower, quote, civic integrity unit shut down after Trump election loss. Far left Facebook whistleblower, this Francis Hogan, told lawmakers on Senate Commerce Committee today that the platform should be regulated to stop disinformation. Hey, but there was also a buried lead in her testimony that Facebook wound down its civic integrity censorship immediately after 2020 election. Translation, I admit I partook in the election steal. That's basically what she's saying. Thanks for letting us know, because Judgment Day is coming. You just made our job easier. She admitted to it, people. Now, attorneys on our side, this is great. I love that she's doing this. But anyway, it doesn't end there, people. Now we have far-left Facebook whistleblower Francis Hogan working with Trump impeachment lawyers. Right there. Where's my crown? It's all out. Francis Hogan, former Facebook employee who testified before Senate Commerce Committee today as a history of left-wing activism and is working with the same lawyer who represented the alleged Ukraine whistleblower, if you could believe that, who sparked the second bogus Trump impeachment. So again, folks, we know. The point that the only reason I'm showing you guys this, we're in darkness to light. It had to be this way. We're drowning in bad news. A lot of bad things are happening. But some of us that were chosen for a reason to translate the times in which we live by looking through the lens of the intel drops, you know, I want to be one of those people that puts all this in the right context so that the worse it gets, the better you feel. That's pretty cool, right? That's what's happening. That's what we're trying to do here. And we could see that this is a move of desperation. They know that the world is watching, and it keeps going. What a surprise. Obama official is advising anti-Trump Facebook whistleblower. Bah! And another crowd. There it is, people. And Posobiec is tweeting about this, talking about Obama official advising Facebook whistleblower. And it just goes on, right? It says down here, the Facebook whistleblower who revealed herself in a 60-minute interview is getting strategic communications guidance, according to the Free Beacon, from a top Democrat operative. Yeah. And Posobiec, no, there it is, people. This is 100% Hussein, according to a source with direct knowledge of the relationship, which was confirmed by another half dozen sources. Boom. With indirect knowledge of the partnership. You decide, folks, it's all out. This is all part of darkness to light. The fact that the deep state is that stupid and they think that we are that. Again, I don't think this person would have agreed to this operation unless she herself is under some mind control. There it is. Posobiec is coming out. But there it is, people. Think about it tonight. When you look at everything, this is all. The bottom line is, as we're going to see with this next headline, take a look, is that we are entering now a brand new level of darkness. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready. They are shameless. I mean, between this and this whole thing with this laughable demon right here, this obvious life log operative, I mean, you could see that the enemy is so blinded by their quest for power. But again, to kind of keep all the news in the right perspective, right, we got to remember, people, this is a spiritual battle, number one. And this is psychological. They need to retain power. And we're going to talk about Trump tonight because I want to remind people that if you think logically, if you remove the Q drops from the formula, and that may be, if the Q drops never happened, we're looking at Trump being one of the most disgraceful, a guy that did well but chickened out and he didn't do his job. He walked away. So we can't blame this colonel, right? This lieutenant colonel that's coming out attacking Trump now. When you look at it through the lens of Group B, and, you know, yeah, you should like Trump, but if someone is upset that he didn't take aggressive action, if you're a military officer and you expected Trump to activate the military, you have a right to come out right now and say he's a weakling. So the only thing that prevents me from talking this way is that, folks, the lens of the intel drops, which is a gift from God. I'm saying it tonight for the first time. The Q drops is a gift from God to us, those of us that were chosen. So remember that when we read this. So that aside, ladies and gentlemen, take a look. DOJ is creating this task force to silence parents critical of public school boards. And, right, I guess they're going to insert operative into the Parents Teachers Association. Whatever, what is that supposed to mean? And they're using, just so everyone knows, they're using this victimhood thing. Because this directive that he's announcing to potentially influence the ability of parents to exercise their First Amendment rights is in response, like it says here, the agency cited an alleged increase in harassment somehow, intimidation and threats of violence made against school board members and teachers by parents in public schools nationwide. So, my friends, like with the operative from LifeLog, this is also a beautiful template you should know already. This is nothing new. This is how they've been getting away with a bunch of false flags over the years. What? You're exposing this false flag? You are harassing. Does any of this sound familiar? This is straight down the middle from their playbook. So I leave it to you whether to contemplate whether you have been supporting their false flags from the last 12 to 16 plus years. Because when they activate major false flags, you're not allowed to touch those false flags. Otherwise, you are harassing. Common sense. That is the template that they're using here. Threats against public servants are not only illegal, they run counter to our nation's core. What about the threat on children, Mr. Garland? What about the harassment of the children and the intimidation of children with communist propaganda? That's way more than just intimidation and harassment. So he's basically saying the children are allowed to be harassed, but the teachers are not. That's what he's basically saying tonight. Welcome to the New World Order. Get ready. Get ready, folks. And, all right, and this goes along with this. It begins. Federal investigators are issuing warrants for Google to turn over anyone typing in certain search terms. We are descending into something, well, if you want to know what it's going to be like or what they are, what their goal is, just look to Australia. That's all you got to do. But they're talking about here that they're issuing warrants from compliant Google to turn over anyone typing in certain search terms. Yeah. And they are even coming up with a name for it, people. They're calling it keyword warrants. We're giving you a warrant for this keyword. That's what they're calling it. It says here. In an attempt to track down criminals, federal investigators have started using new keyword warrants and used them to ask Google to provide them information on anyone who searched a victim's name or their address during a particular year. Can you see where this is going? An accidentally unsealed court document that Forbes found shows. So this was Forbes that found this. This document, now it's all out. Darkness to light. And Google has to respond to thousands of warrant orders each year, but the keyword warrant are a relatively new strategy. There it is. And it's all being used by this fake regime that is enjoying their 258th day of temporary power. Think about that. And that goes along. I mean, these things come in bunches. This is so everybody realizes, get ready, it's all happening. FBI raids New York City Police Union. Stop right there. I mean, think about it. When has this ever happened? I mean, these guys have guns. I think they should have shot back, if you ask me. Again, whatever. I mean, this is federalization. I mean, people, this is something straight out of Hitler's playbook. And it's only going to get worse. After Union openly backed President Trump for the first endorsement in its history. There it is. FBI raids Ed Mullen's home. This is shocking. I mean, wow. I mean, what do we compare this to? It says here that on Tuesday, the FBI raided the home of controversial Sergeant Benevolent Association Ed Mullins in a sweep that also targeted the police union's lower Manhattan headquarters. So, I hate to be more controversial tonight, but keep in mind, this is Trump's Christopher Wray. And again, Wray could be playing the role of Mueller. I think he is. That's a subject for another time. But this is Trump's Christopher Wray. Everything that happened is Trump. This is Trump's situation. Trump's election steal that he allowed. Don't forget that. So, I think that everything is being allowed to happen. Many people are suffering for the Republic's sake. Some will lose their life. Nobody said that no one was going to die. Many will die as a result of this war that we're in. But the end result is that everyone is going to be taken down. I mean, just as a reminder, remember this is part Lee Psychology Channel. Don't forget that Soros is still alive and walking around right there. It shows you Trump is either the worst president ever or the best. And you're watching a movie. You decide. I know people that never wanted to follow the intel drops would say, Bernie, what do you mean? You're crazy. You're ruining my paradigm. Because we love Trump. We just accept losing. Maybe we can get him back in 2024. But my response to that is, you should see a psychiatrist. Doesn't work that way. That's not logical. Why would a billionaire give it all up just to come in for 4 years and then walk away. And then hand this government that he's trying to save, hand it right back to the deep state. Psh. Logical thinking eliminates emotional nonsense. All right. Let's take a look at some other headlines tonight. All right, just a quick one, right? Soros link group behind Kyrsten Sinema's harassment promise to target Democrats demanding amnesty. Hang on, folks. All right. Thirsty tonight. This is all you need. We're not going to get into this. This tells me that what we saw, this shocking video with Kyrsten Sinema being harassed. How does she not? Hey, Kyrsten, have broken fingers? Why haven't you registered a police? Why aren't you calling, where's your lawyers? Why are these people not arrested yet, Kyrsten? You're worse than Trump. Logical thinking, people. In my opinion, there's the fact that she hasn't put press charges on every one of these people that confronted her in the bathroom. Come on, people. Logical thinking. What kind of sorcery are we believing? I'm asking people, break away from the sorcery. Common sense, people. She would have, obviously, the same day, she would have pressed charges on all these. But she has not done that. The point that I'm getting at is that this Soros-funded group, like they're saying, this Soros-linked group that harassed this woman, they did it for the optics. I mean, I think it's amazing how that camera was perfectly staged. They wanted the world to see this shocking level of harassment. And now they come out the next day. By the way, now that you watched our 3-minute commercial of what we did to this woman. Yeah, now that you've downloaded our commercial of what we are capable of doing. Oh, by the way, we're going to do it to other people. 5D chess, folks. It is the purpose of this channel to get ahead of the regular news. This is 5D chess. They did it on purpose, is what I'm saying. Now, other politicians, maybe they're going to get me in the bathroom. Oh, you know, this is psychological warfare, hybrid warfare, unrestricted warfare. And I don't know to what degree Sinema is cooperating. I think it's interesting that she's not coming out firing. Maybe they're threatening her. I don't know. But, all right. See what you guys think. Somebody says it's called gang stalking. Somebody else says 5 steps ahead. Victimhood, someone says. I don't know what the explanation is. What's up, Rumble? What do you guys think about this? Ladar says what? All right, well, maybe it's just for attention like narcos and jackals do. Possibly, it could be for attention. Somebody says she's a sleeper. I think between Kyrsten Sinema and Manchin, they could very well be sleepers. These people could be, very well could be white hats. Who knows? Which is why I covered the story yesterday. All right. Somebody says misinformation. Okay, so see what you think. Somebody says you called that one immediately. All right. I'm checking out some of the comments. Somebody says, just so happens to have a camera. Okay. And Sinema did nothing about, hey, why are you recording me in the bathroom? She just kind of went along with it almost. I'm not trying to get conspiratorial, but for your consideration, you know, who knows what's going on with that. But also, let's review this. Again, this goes to my point about Trump. This is a big moment in history. This guy doesn't follow the cue drops. You guys get it. He comes out, attacks, blamed Trump. He's not afraid to criticize Trump. I kind of admire him in a strange way. And look at that. All of a sudden, he's released from the break. Look at the time. Is that a coincidence? We don't know. But be aware, again, people, that he came out. He followed up what he said yesterday. And he sort of backtracked his attack on Trump, saying Scheller clarified that he did not mean to say that former President Trump divided the nation himself, only that he is, quote, incapable of bringing us back together. For whatever it's worth, he's saying, I've had such a strong reaction to my comments against President Trump, I felt a follow-up sort of clarification was required. No, President Trump didn't divide the country, but President Trump, in my humble opinion, is incapable of bringing us back together, he is saying. Do you guys understand why I'm reviewing this with you guys? I'm reviewing this for a reason. He is observing that Trump is unable to bring the country together, meaning the left and the right. He's able, he's the most popular right-wing president, but he's calling out the evil. This guy doesn't realize that we are watching the systematic destruction of the old guard. Trump is not trying to bring Satan's army and the Marxists onto his side. He's calling them out because we are in a darkness to light, great awake. He doesn't understand this. That's the difference between people that don't understand the intel drops. And he says, did he expose the corruption in the DOJ media and other places? Yes. See, this guy is being honest. He sees that Trump did expose those things. He sees that Trump did succeed in complaining for 4 years. That was Trump's role, to point out the things that were evil, even though he didn't do anything about it, except for building the wall, creating Space Force, and other things. But as far as he complained about a lot of things that he did nothing about, folks, we never even got the D-class that the Q team was saying was about to drop every other day. So this lieutenant colonel, he sees the reality. He gets it. He doesn't follow the Q drops. He thinks like a military warrior. And I agree with, folks, I'm not defending this guy, but you got to look at his point of view. As a military guy, he's saying, all right, yeah, he exposed corruption, yes. Was he the right person to expose corruption at that time? Maybe. Well, the answer is yes. Is he honest, accountable, and full of integrity? He says no. Well, give us an example. Anyway, would I want to work for a leader like that? No. I want a leader that will bring U.S. together. So anyway, I'm just drawing that out. Someone who has the courage to defend our country when called. Right there. My sons deserve that type of leader running the country in the future. The type of person is the only leader who I want in my corner. I respect all opinion. There it is. So he's not totally wrong. I don't agree with what he's saying about Trump per se, but Trump did walk away, did not activate the military after this obvious election steal. He sees that. Keep that in mind. You were chosen for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. The drops are a gift from God. And I get a feeling that when Trump comes back, he's going to feel a little bit different about Trump. I can't wait for the first interview. Now, what do you think of Trump? He's going to be like, not bad. Boom. But again, people, try to understand. Instead of these people in Group B, the pure right-wing media, already they're attacking this guy. Oh, what? He doesn't want to? We're going to take our money back. But he's not completely wrong. All right, folks. Be aware. Let's move on to other topics. Be aware. Look at this. They're open money laundering right to our faces. Hunter Biden peddles paintings for $500,000 to Eric Garcetti and Moby in Los Angeles art exhibit. Look where he's doing this. Money laundering all the way. And they are bold about it. They're launching operations. They're doing everything. Again, folks, we are shocking darkness to light. All right. Somebody says, I love everyone. I hope they've been well. XOXO. Okay. And Nolan says, even though my family thinks I'm crazy, I think I am less crazy now. All right. Somebody says, attorney general in Arizona, charges coming equals decertification multiple states at the same time. Always censored is saying. And somebody says no excuse for the pro-vax influence. Did Trump even mention the vaccine in the latest rally in Georgia? Because I watched most of the rally, but I didn't catch the beginning. I don't think he mentioned the vaccine at all. Am I right? Because if he did, that's a huge mistake. We were told that Trump was in a box, and doesn't matter what he says. Everybody makes mistakes. They put him in a box, and Trump has to own the vaccine, period. He knows it. Trump Jr., everybody in his family, they know it. That's the one thing I guarantee you they wish they could take back, is the vaccine. But, and if we can't admit that, then we're no different than anyone on the left. But again, there are other theories about it. I covered this in the members channel. We'll get into that another time. All right, be aware of this. I don't believe this at all. Be aware of this disinformation campaign, if you ask me. Taliban is claiming, keyword, Islamic State cell completely destroyed. Yeah, right. All members killed. Yeah, right. After Kabul bombing. That's all you need to know. Be aware, folks, that the Taliban, they are saying, this is stuff that's coming out of their mouth. No evidence required. Yeah, the same ISIS that they went out of their way to release from jail. Hey, Habib, yeah. What, a couple weeks later? We are saying that we are attacking them. Come on, guys. This is, I think, propaganda. I'll just leave it at that. I think it's propaganda. They wouldn't attack ISIS. They love each other. Why would they attack ISIS? I'm just saying. Yeah. All right. What do you guys think? All right. This is, and I think they're getting better at this, if you ask me. All right. All Trump has to say is they lied to me about the dangerous vax. That's all. That's it. It's all on killer Nazi Fauci and the other demon. But remember, the vaccine operation, without it, Fauci is still perfectly in the dark. So keep that in mind. That's a whole big conversation about Trump going along with the vaccine. Somebody says, I call BS, Bernie. The American people were howling for a vaccine. You know, there's a lot of to that argument. And what I think what Fauci did, what Trump did is put Fauci. I mean, this is, you know, you got to look at it from a military standpoint. I mean, this is classic self-destruction. Now, because of the vaccine, all of them are going to be taken down. All of them. Starting with Fauci. And all of that is going to be because Trump allowed the vaccine. It's like, it would go around full circle. But anyway, just throwing this out. Just be aware of this situation going on in Taiwan. Taiwanese president warns of catastrophic consequences if China takes over island days after military incursion. So it's all going down. Be aware of that. I'm not going to get deep into this. And China's coming out warning Taiwan against playing with fire and says war could be triggered at any point after sending dozens of warplanes into island's airspace. 150 planes. So, something big is brewing. How will this fit into the puzzle? This is a reminder that the world is watching. What is happening is a global phenomenon. and the Taiwanese president is coming out. She vowed to do whatever it takes to guard Taiwan against invasion, as she warned that if the country's allies allowed it to fall, it would signal the authoritarianism has the upper hand over democracy. I would like to hear a little tougher talk from this person, but anyway, see what you think. How is this related to the Afghan operation? Right, a little global news. I think it's relevant, and we know this conglomerate, this company is now multiple companies are falling apart. These Chinese conglomerate companies, right? It's now trickling down to multiple Chinese companies that are collapsing. How will that affect the global economic system? All right. And I just want to throw this out. Be aware, this is important, that this former Green Beret, we've been talking about this guy, right? Jeremy Brown. Right, was arrested Thursday after he earlier refused FBI request to be informant. Be aware that the judge is denying bail of this guy. So, like I said yesterday in the brief live stream, we don't know what's really happening, but we're going to keep an eye on this. He didn't do anything at all. He didn't even go to the Capitol. Why is he under arrest? They tried to recruit him. Is this? This is something bigger, I think. And we'll keep an eye on this. It makes no sense. We'll see what happens, right? With this guy. And to round out tonight, you guys probably know about this, Darkness to Light. Let's get back to the Great Reset. We know that James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, they do it again. They're coming out and they get these Pfizer people on record. Undeniable. They're exposing these scientists who believe natural immunity in COVID-19 was more effective than their own vaccines. In this explosive Monday video, listen in, my friends.
Inside portion of the actual virus, so your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
Nick Carl is an experienced biochemist at Pfizer with a history of working in the pharmaceutical industry. Nick admits to our undercover journalist that those who've had COVID have stronger immunity than those who've received the Pfizer COVID vaccine.
When somebody is naturally immune, like they got COVID, they probably have better, like not better, but more antibodies against the virus. Because what the vaccine is, like I said, that protein, so that's just on the outside. So it's just one antibody against one specific part of the virus. When you actually get the virus, you're going to start producing antibodies against like multiple pieces of the virus. And not only just like the outside portion, like the inside portion and the actual virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the-
Yeah. But I don't know, like, this is supposed to be some scientist from Pfizer. He looks like a skateboarder, but all that aside, right? In fairness to him. You mean in the book of Genesis, when God created man, that God may have known what he was doing when it comes to the immune system? It's sad that we need to hear this in a secret video. This is obvious. And I don't know if what he is saying is true, but if you want to... either way, we get it that they know they are lying. That's the point. Because there are more antibodies, your antibodies are probably better at that point than probably, yeah, right. But anyway.
The vaccination.
But don't take his word for it. Two other Pfizer scientists echo the same sentiment.
So, I mean, well protected?
Yeah.
Like, as much as the vaccine?
Probably more.
How so? Like, how much more?
Your protected, most likely for longer, since it was a natural response.
We're like bred and taught to be like vaccine is safer than actually getting COVID. You cannot like talk about this in public. If you have antibodies built up, like you should be able to prove that you have those built up.
I mean, I still feel like I work for like an evil corporation. They're trying to keep track of everyone that's been vaccinated versus the census of how many people are actually reported. Basically, our organization is run on COVID money now. You don't talk about anything that can possibly implicate you or like Big Pharma. Even if you shut the door to the office, it's kind of like, who's listening?
I specifically have like, oh god, I signed the NDAs against this.
Government doesn't want it.
There it is, people. There it is. Maybe we'll leave it at that. I mean, they're admitting, again, some of that is shocking. I want to go back to, yeah, they're admitting right there, people. You don't talk about anything that can possibly implicate you or like Big Pharma. Shocking admissions. Right there. Think about it. And he's talking about here, right? Even if you shut the door to the office, it's kind of like, who's listening? And it's just right there, right before it cut off. Oh, God, I signed non-disclosure agreements against this. So one thing we are getting from this latest Project Veritas is the level of secrecy. It's the whole point of what we've been talking about this whole year, everyone that's being exposed. We're seeing how they're doing what they are doing, but they know what they are doing. They know they're lying. It's just incredible. And that's, you know, really, that's what Darkness to Light is all about. They're knowingly lying to the American people. Like, we saw these similar videos, right? Project Veritas last week with these people in these hospitals. They know what they're doing. They know that what they're doing is forcing people to die, but they're doing it anyway because they don't want to lose their jobs. Remember that the enemy, they were depending on people to do evil just to save their jobs. As we look at this, my son is dead. He took the vaccine. They're killing us. Pastor from Trinidad mourns after son died one day after receiving COVID-19 shot. This is shocking human tragedy. And we are living in biblical times, folks. And then you look at here. Australia is lost. Government launches Orwellian selfie check-in program for home quarantine. Shocking stuff. Listen in.
Call has gone out to everyone in home quarantine in Victoria to take part of our pilot program. And what that means is that they will receive random phone calls and they have to answer within 5 minutes with a selfie sent to this app, which will then geo-track where that person is and to make sure that they are who they say they are as well. If they don't.
Folks, are you listening?
Don't answer within that 5 minute period. That's when health officers come knocking, Pete.
Wow. They're going to receive random text messages. You better answer with a selfie. Otherwise, we're going to come and get you. I mean, Hitler right now is spinning in his grave saying, what? You guys should have given me that level of tyranny. Somebody says Nuremberg trial sounds cozy. Keep trusting the Lord, my friends. We were told it was going to be biblical, and we were told that many, many times. Remember in 2020, the summer of 2020, like every other day, the Q team kept posting this scripture from Ephesians, right? Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the full armor of God. Put on the... They kept quoting the Bible saying, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. And now it's happening. Let's see where the future leads us to. Do not give up. Pray and ask God to show you what is happening. Big moment in our history. There it is. And I'll leave you guys with a couple of pieces of good news. Right? We know that this fraudster, right, gain of function guy, this NIH director, this Dr. Francis Collins, is all of a sudden stepping down by end of the year. Resignations. Stay focused. Do not lose hope. After 12 years in the position, all of a sudden he's resigning. Now that he is in dark, he knows. We know why you are resigning, sir. We know. Goodbye. Nobody walks away from this. That is the reason why Trump had to go along with the vaccine. I'm just throwing out thoughts for you guys when I said what I said about Trump. I'm just throwing it all on the table. We're not sheep. We're not stupid sheep. I explained group A, B, C, D to everyone years ago for a reason. I knew that in the end, I would never be able to get my points across unless I explained that there are at least four distinct consciousness that exists here in this country, at least, to simplify. And it all depends on where you get your news from, how you think, and to what degree do your emotions play a role in your opinion of things that are happening. We are the only group out of the four groups that relies on logic. Yeah, Q mentioned Ephesians many times, but so did Q say how many times, right? Logical thinking, logic, logic, logic. This is, so we're logic, as I said back in November and December and January, logical thinking is helping us through the storm. We're in this Truth on RTV bubble of logic, protecting our minds and our emotions and our hearts. Logical thinking. Why would a billionaire do what he did and then allow Fauci to roll out this virus? Like, huh? Unless the virus was part of the end game scenario. Crimes against humanity. The virus is the easiest one where everyone in humanity will say, you know, really? All right, this person should be taken out. You don't have to convince anyone that someone should be given capital punishment once you see and you show them that they committed crimes against humanity. Because of them, thousands of people died, if not millions. Big game. Got to think 5D chess. And we have this video, Ohio's biggest human trafficking sting yields 161 arrests. We are coming after you. It's all happening. These arrests in these big numbers were not happening during the Bush and Obama years. And not certainly, this has never happened, people. But it's happening now. It's happening almost every day. And we have another wave of human trafficking arrests. That's a lot of people. All right. And these are all kinds of people. Home improvement contractor. A city council member. All kinds of people from all walks of life. Professor. Even a pilot. These people come from all walks of life that are trafficking human beings. They are getting it that nobody walks away from this. And we haven't even begun. So I'll leave you guys with this. Don't forget, people. We now have 289,558 sealed indictments. Sealed cases. And these are indictments. Kaboom. We are in an endgame scenario. And you can check it out by state. And you can always check out the sealed indictments by coming to Truth and Art TV. And if you scroll down, you can always go to that link right there, sealed indictments. That wraps it up for me tonight, folks. Don't forget to check out the members channel. Hopefully I'll get a video up there in the next couple days. We talked about the Patriot Voice event, right? Check it all out. Coming up, the clock is ticking. And again, if you did not see the video yesterday, check it out and see what Ron Watkins has to say here on this channel, where he talked about yesterday, right? That something big he's going to drop in the next couple days, and then another part of it will be dropped at the event in Las Vegas, October 22nd to the 25th. So let us stick together. Where we go on, we go all. Don't give up. Share this message with someone that you know. Help get the word out about this channel. Pray for me, you know. I got to take it easy with my voice. It's not doing well. And, you know, we'll find praying for a solution. We'll see what happens. All right. God bless you. Winston 02 says, thank you, Bernie. God bless you. We got Patriots on Rumble. Somebody says, where can I see that interview with Ron Watkins? Check out Truth and Art TV, the video from yesterday. Go to anyone, go to website, you help yourself out. All right, the video from today, actually. Today's video, right, for Tuesday, October 5th. All right, see what you think. Somebody says, I can't believe Bernie hasn't seen last week's Trump interview. Okay. How do you know what I've seen? Just because I didn't cover it on this channel, that doesn't, you don't know what I've seen. Anyway, somebody says, appreciate you, Bernie. All right, God bless you. All right, folks, God bless you all. Have a good evening. And I'll be back, of course, tomorrow night, same time, 9:30 Eastern. God bless. He's a troll. All right, I get it. Thank you. Always sensitive. See you tomorrow. God bless you.